Filled with compassion for all creation, Jesus came into a world that was lost. There was but one way that he could save us, only through suffering death on a cross. God, you are waiting. Your heart is breaking for all the people who live on the earth. Stir us to action, filled with your passion for all the people who live on the earth. I'm tired of watching the news. Yet I watch it, I turn on BBC or ITV, doesn't matter which, and I see the suffering. I hear the reports. I watch the children, and my heart is breaking. For those words that we've just sung seem particularly poignant. Today, this week, this weekend, we set them against the background of our present situation in the world. Yes, today, on Remembrance Sunday, we pause. We remember past conflicts, 2 world wars, the Falklands, Afghanistan. Where do we stop? War after war after war. We remember from the perspective of the present evil situation. And in doing so, we pause to pray, surely, for peace. We pray for those who work for peace, for the agencies that go into areas of conflict to bring relief. We pray for politicians, negotiators, those who get around a table in some place or other and try to hammer out some agreement between those in conflict. We pray too for the peacekeepers. Yes, usually they're armed forces holding people back one from the other who would be at each other's throats if they were allowed to. But we pray too, I believe, for the peacemakers. Next picture. That was a fascist. Next one. Focus on that saying of Jesus. Jenny read just now, blessed are the peacemakers. We see Jesus gathering his newly chosen disciples, sitting there in the midst of them, and if you like, his manifesto. How he sets out his plan for his kingdom. If you like, the king's speech. Explaining what it's going to be like. And it starts with these, what we call Beatitudes. But in particular, this one. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God, or children of God. Let's go on to the next picture. The characteristic that we focus on is peace. I guess we think we know what it means by peace. And we know what it means to be a peacemaker, or do we? In the time of Jesus, they would greet one another with that word, shalom. It simply means peace, a traditional word of greeting. It means everything which makes for your highest good. Just compare with how we greet one another this morning. We say, good morning. And what do we mean by that? Are we saying it is a good morning? Because somebody will say, well, no, it's a lousy morning. It's bucketing with rain. What we mean by good morning is that may everything for you today be good. is something beyond have a nice day, which seems to be rather sort of the thing of today, isn't it? And hi isn't quite the same. It's more than just the absence of bad. It's the presence of good. It's wholeness. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. Shalom. May you know that peace that covers everything, that transcends everything, that peace that fills your life, that you know that you are at peace. It's with the assurance of his peace that Jesus appeared to the disciples on the day of resurrection. When all was black, when they were locked in that upper room, scared stiff because of the Jews, suddenly into the room comes the risen, living, breathing Jesus. And his first word to them is, peace. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. I don't know what they thought at that moment. Outside was hostility and conflict. They witnessed the death of their leader, the one who seemed to hold everything in his hand. And here he was again. And he's saying to them, you've got to go out there. And his word to them was peace. Peace in the midst of conflict. The second picture reminds us the strategy is peace. History is full of conflict, full of aggression. Just read your history books. As I said, watch the news today. But the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of the New Testament writers, is very clear. We're not to seek conflict or to be responsible for it, but we are to seek peace. The writers of the Hebrews encourages us to live in peace with everybody. Make every effort, he says, to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For without holiness, no one may see the Lord. Paul the persecutor who met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. Romans 12:18, if it's possible, he says, if it's possible, so far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Translate that into our society today. Translate that into our community, whether it's here in Rigdon or as I live in Weston. Live at peace with everyone. And he goes even further in the letter he wrote to the church at Ephesus, the church he founded. Ephesus 4:3, make every effort, he says, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. We're to seek peace. We're to work for peace. We're to make effort to keep peace. But the next picture reminds us the action in doing so is that we in fact become peacemakers. Not just peace lovers, rolling over for anything for a quiet life, not even peacekeepers acting as referees in a hostile situation, but peacemakers. Peacemakers are only needed where there is no peace. Peacemakers at these times in the Holy Land, the Middle East. Peacemakers in Ukraine and Russia. Peacemakers in families broken apart by conflict and domestic tension. Peacemakers in the workplace with so many opposing one another on the union's strike picket lines. Peacemakers, yes, in our churches where so often there can be conflict, where surely there shouldn't be. James, the other writer, one of the other writers in the New Testament, but the wisdom that comes from God, from heaven, is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. But as we look at the story of Jesus, and go on to the next picture, we discover that peacemaking comes at a cost. Peacemaking involves reconciliation. It's about bringing together two factions that are opposed to one another and finding some common ground, some place in which they can talk one with the other and they can come to some sort of agreement. Again, Paul in Colossians 1, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him," in Jesus. "And through him," through Jesus, "to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven." How? "By making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Peace with God. Peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate peacemaking. And a peace that we can know as we open our hearts, our lives, our whole beings through the work of the Holy Spirit to sense God's presence among us, to know that he's drawing us to himself, and his whisper in our ears is that word of shalom, peace, because whatever we think is wrong has been forgiven. Whatever it is that puts us at odds with God has been dealt with finally, once and for all, on the cross of Calvary. Whatever the situation, it is Satan who is a troublemaker, but it is God who, through his Son on the cross, brings peace to those who will trust in him. Jesus, more than the Prince of Peace, I believe he's the Prince of Peacemakers. No higher task, no more difficult labor than to be a peacemaker. That's why those who are peacemakers are called children of God. The last or the next picture. Hebrew is not rich in adjectives. People's characteristics are often described in this way. James and John were the sons of thunder. Barnabas was the son of righteousness. And to say that we are peacemakers means we are sons of God, or children of God, means that we are being like God, doing God's work, portraying him in a difficult situation. It cost God the death of his Son to make peace upon the earth. What's it costing us to be peacemakers? Paul again in Galatians, "Because you are his sons," his children, "God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father." And so on this day when we will pause, we will stand together in solidarity to recall what's happened in the past, to hold before God our present situation, to pray for peace. We're called to go from that situation to be peacemakers. Let me give you the last slide there, is that Message translation of the passage. "You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. I'm going to lead you in prayer for a few moments for this world situation that we're in. Remind you again of that song that we sang, God, you are waiting, your heart is breaking. And if we're children of God, our hearts are breaking too. For all the people who live on the earth, stir us to action, filled with your passion for all the people who live on the earth. And then after I prayed, we're going to sing a song. I don't know this song, but Paul's chosen it for this morning. It simply says, go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. And the chorus says, God speed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around his heart. May you be known by love. Let's pray together. Father, we pause in your presence as your people, reflecting upon the words of Scripture, blessed are the peacemakers. And we see a desperate, desperate need for such in the world today. Even now, as we pause, we can see our TV screens, read our newspapers, hear our radios. We know what's going on, children being murdered and brutally murdered. Families being torn apart. Lives shattered. Hostilities increasing. Violence everywhere. And we pray for that world today. We bring it to you. For Father, it's your world, it's the world into which you have sent your Son. He too came to a hostile world, an occupied country. Those who were opposed to him from the very beginning and sought to end his life before it started. Those who were offended by his words and his actions, which led to him being arrested, falsely tried and put to death, the most horrendous death imaginable. And yet, Father, even in that death, peace was made between man and God. That separating curtain of the temple was torn in two. And we thank you for that. Because we've seen your miracles in the past, because you've seen how you lead us in the present, we offer to you now this world in which we live. Not just the hostilities around the globe, but those here in this village, in our community. The broken homes that we're aware of. The broken lives that we're aware of. The tense situations that make up the fabric of our society. And Father, we dare to leave them at your throne and pray that you would answer them by sending into those situations your peacemakers. And we would ask that you would use us to bring that word of peace, that word of reconciliation, that word of hope into a hopeless situation as we speak about Jesus. Father, we are your people. This is your world. Take us and use us, we pray, in the cause of being peacemakers. And we pray it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.